Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
That music, when you hear that music on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to this podcast, you know that it's time for another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast recorded live with a live audience and live callers as well. There's no other podcast in Ireland like it, I can assure you of that. And before we delve into today's topic and dive into what happened, I just want to let you know, you know, most of the topics that we do in this podcast are raised by our listeners. So we have a WhatsApp number, by the way. It's 085-825-2626. And we ask you every day to send us in topics that are going on in your life, things that are happening in your life, and then we debate them on the show, or we debate stories that are in the news. And then sometimes we talk about things that are happening in our own life, which is what we're going to talk about today. I'll be honest, I didn't want to cover it. I didn't want to talk about it. And Katie twisted my arm, and we'll get into that in a moment, why she twisted my arm to talk about it. But it's an incident that happened just last night at around 7 o'clock. And the reason we're talking about it the day after is because Katie felt that if we left it any longer, I wouldn't be as angry about it. Am I angry about it? Well, we'll find out in a moment. But anyway, it's an incident that happened at the Lewis stop just off O'Connell Street. I don't even know the name of that street, but it's just off O'Connell Street at 7 p.m. Last night or yesterday evening, when I was getting the red line Lewis to a certain place, which it's irrelevant. But anyway, I will get into that in a moment, but I do want to hear your thoughts on that. You'll be very interested about what happened. But I want to give a shout out to our podcast sponsor. I don't know if you've heard about our podcast sponsor yet, but shophum.com. Shophum.com, and you can split your payments with Hum. Hum will basically give you credit for something that you want to buy, but maybe cannot afford to buy it in one go, because expensive purchases, not everybody has a lot of money on their card or whatever. And when you see something in a shop, you don't want to wait for it. You don't want to have to save up for it. You want it now in shops like DID Electrical or DFS or Harvey Norman, B&Q. So you might be in DID Electrical and you'll see this lovely brand new television, this OLED screen television, and you really want it because it's the best thing ever. Well, you can apply for credit with Hum, who will basically do all the hard work for you, and they will spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in store. And it is very easy to apply for credit with Hum. And if you want to check them out, the website, ShopHum, Hum with two M's, shophum.com. More time to pay, more freedom to live. Hum it with two M's. That's very important, two M's. And thank you to Hum for sponsoring this edition of Opinions Matter. Now, as I said, I didn't want to really talk about this. And the reason I didn't want to talk about it, and I already explained this to Katie, but I didn't explain it to you guys. The reason I didn't want to talk about this is because I didn't want to make it all about me. And it shouldn't be all about me, okay? I don't want to, because I hate topics that are... Do you want to make a bit more noise there?
Sorry, I was getting my pen ready. Okay. Just to take down all the numbers that I know are going to react to this today.
Well, I don't care how people react.
No,
okay.
Me neither. That's why I think it's a very, very worthy conversation.
Yes. Okay, well, I didn't, because I didn't want to talk about something that happened to me. But I suppose it all comes back to this podcast. So there I was getting the Red Line Lewis out from the city centre to a certain place yesterday evening at about 7 p.m. And I was on just the street just off O'Connell Street, which is called not Abbey Street, on the other side of Abbey Street, where Guineys is and all that. It's irrelevant where it is. Talbot Street, isn't it? Talbot Street.
It's irrelevant.
Anyway, waiting at the Lewis stop, and it was quite busy, and I was approached by somebody. Now, it's interesting that I say this, because myself and Katie were only saying on a previous podcast...
Yeah, I was only thinking that when you rang me last night.
That, you know, Katie asked me on a previous podcast, well, do you ever get approached by listeners, angry listeners, about stuff that you say? And I said to her, it's only happened twice, and it has only happened twice. Three times now.
I swear We tempted faith, I swear, because...
But the word is fate. Faith is...
That's why I said
faith. No, you didn't. Go on.
It doesn't matter what I said.
We'll edit that in so you don't sound stupid. Or we won't, actually. Amanda, keep that bit in. But anyway, yes,
we
it's
did.
So, yeah, so it's happened.
Because what are the chances that we're talking about it and then it happened? It's like...
Fate. We won't edit that out, Amanda. Keep that in. So there I was, standing at the Lewis stop on my own. By the way, I didn't have anybody with me. I don't know if this situation would have been different had I had my kids with me. I like to think this wouldn't have happened had I had my kids with me, but I was on my own. And I was approached by a woman who was very, very angry. I want to talk to you for a moment, was how. Now, I don't remember every word of this conversation, so, you know, bear with me if I can't remember certain things. You know, I didn't record it. I didn't know we were going to be talking about this. It happened in public, so I do remember that it started off with pretty, I want to have a word with you. I want to say something to you. And it transpired anyway that she either listens to the podcast or to the live show. I don't know which. I couldn't work out. But she was screaming the odds at me in front of a packed Lewis stop over my attitude towards drug addicts. And I said to her, now is not the time to talk about this. Like I say to every person, if you want to talk, phone in when the podcast is on. That's your time to talk about it, yeah? Standing at a Lewis stop is not the time. But she was having absolutely none of it anyway. And I said, okay, tell me your situation. I'll listen, because I was trying to calm her down, because I knew she was going to be on the same Lewis as me. So I had to calm her down before she got on the Lewis. Now, this whole incident, by the way, only lasted for about 4 minutes. But anyway, she was telling me that her daughter her son is a drug addict. She was with her daughter. There was two of them there. And her son is a drug addict. And she wanted to give out to me about my attitude towards addicts and calling them junkies. And basically the bottom line was that she hates me using the word junkie. That's fine. I'm not going to change that for anybody. I will call them junkies, just a word. I will use that. And she kept on saying, you've never walked in their shoes, or you don't know what it's like to be a drug addict because you've never walked in their shoes. And I hope it never happens to you. And it's not ever going to happen. It's never going to happen to me. Anyway, I'm never going to end up on drugs. And she said basically that I've no sympathy, and she called me a lot of names, which I won't go into now.
You told me on the phone that she was like full on... By midway through the conversation, she was screaming at you.
Spitting bullets.
Like, was she proper, full, top of her voice?
Yeah, put it this way. If she was on the podcast now. By the way, I said to her, well, I didn't know at the time we were going to be talking about this. I said, why don't you ring in the podcast and talk about it? But basically the gist of her story is that I need to have more sympathy for drug addicts. Now, those of you who've been listening to me for years will know that I don't have sympathy for drug addicts, because... I believe
finish the last bit of that story.
Yeah, we get to that in
the
a second.
The last bit's the best. That's the crunch for me.
Yeah, but I don't have sympathy for drug addicts. I have used the word junkie before, but she started going on about saying it.
Well, that is you. Sorry, using that word in itself is disrespectful to drug addicts. I mean, you can't say that you don't have lack respect for drug addicts.
I didn't say that.
I don't disrespect drug addicts.
No, I didn't say that. No, because I don't. Why would I? Have respect for someone who takes drugs.
Oh, so you're
drugs.
Saying, sorry, I think you said I don't disrespect them. Sorry,
no,
you're saying
say
you
that.
Don't have respect for them. So you're standing by... You're
well,
saying,
no, they're human beings at the end of the day, and I wouldn't wish ill on any of them, but do I respect them? No, they don't contribute anything to society other than misery.
Yeah.
And it's at the mercy of God you didn't go down that road. All these lines screaming at me about her, you know, her son, and her daughter joined in then as well, who was just about two bloody mouths, the two of them, screaming at me. I couldn't walk away, couldn't get away from them. And I'm trying to...
Were there other people watching?
Yeah, of course there was. And in fact, I saw someone videoing it. So no doubt that video will be sent in to us if they put two and two
together. Yeah, yeah.
But she was very angry. And it turned out that she wasn't getting on the... Or maybe she just didn't want to get on the same news. Because when the Lewis arrived and I went to get on it, she had a sandwich in her hand and she fecked the sandwich at me and my head. Now, here, I'm not going to start giving out about that. But she threw the food at my head in such aggression that I walked away thinking, maybe I do need to change my attitude, or maybe this woman was bang out of order. Now, I have a big problem when people say that drug addiction is an illness like depression, because it's not. Nobody brings depression on themselves.
But drug addiction is often a result of, it's kind of like a branch of depression. for a lot of people. Now, I agree with you. I agree with you. They don't contribute anything to society 100%. A lot of them lie, steal, cheat, abuse, manipulate.
Yeah, they'd rob their own mother.
Yes, 100%. But
she wanted to know, and I guess that's the question I want to ask you guys, because I don't want to make this about me. I don't want to, you know, I'm not saying poor me. It's terrible what happened to me. Believe me, I'm not saying any of that. You know, I don't care about that happening to me. It wasn't a big deal. I was embarrassed.
No, I will say, Jeremy, I will say, look,
nobody should what?
Nobody should abuse people in public. Okay, will you just calm down here for a minute?
Yeah.
Nobody should abuse people in public. But with the kind of job this is, where it's a confrontational, in-your-face, emotive programme, that relies on giving your opinion and being bulgy and bold and cheeky, it was inevitable that it would happen. And the fact that it actually, that's as much as you've gotten to this day, that's as bad as it's gone.
I am surprised.
I'm surprised you haven't been attacked before. And that's honestly the truth. Whatever about Adrian? Adrian to me is more a middle of the road. He's more chilled out.
Oh, sitting on the fence.
Less in your face. No, not sitting on the fence, but he's less in your face. You definitely... I'm shocked that you haven't been attacked before, honestly.
Okay, but the point is, I said to her, this is, well, standing at a Lewis stop is not the place to verbally attack me, okay? That it shouldn't have happened at the Lewis stop. And yes, it's an opinions-based podcast, and I get that. But if you disagree, and I've said this to you guys all the time, and the people who are generally the most angry when they hear stuff coming out of me or out of Katie or out of Adrian, they don't even come on the show. And I've said this regularly. You comment in the comment section and you say, oh, you're a disgrace for saying this, but you don't have the balls to... And I don't respect people who don't have the balls to actually come on air and say it to me. I actually... fair play to that woman for at least having the balls to say it to my face as opposed to on Facebook, which is what most of you do.
Show she's on the line.
So I want to hear... Yeah, just one sec. So anyway, that's what happened. So what am I banging out of order... in my opinions towards drug addicts? That's what I want to know. And...
But like, she might... Hang on, Jeremy. You have to understand, people are only human and naturally we react to what we hear, particularly if we don't like it.
But I wasn't talking about...
What you're saying is she should have come on the podcast. I know this isn't the topic and we will get to the topic, but you're saying she should have come on the podcast. Not everybody is comfortable... speaking on a public platform.
She was on a Lewis platform.
It's easy for you to say, sorry, we'll do it on the podcast and that's it. But these are real... When you say things, and when I say things as well, and when Adrian says things, these are real people's feelings. And right, to us, this is a job. Because at the end of the day, it is a job. We are in the business of, you know, we do want ratings. The show is controversial, but we are also honest in our opinions. And we have to accept, like if I was out and someone said it to me, you know, I didn't like what you said. And I have had people say to me, less so obviously than you would or yourself, Adrian, because I wouldn't be as well known. But you have to take that people are going to react and you have to be prepared for that. You can't, you know, blame people
about
for reacting
it.
To
I'm not
when you say things
it.
That
Sorry.
Are hurtful.
I didn't moan about it at all. What I'm saying is that I'm not going to change. Well, I don't think I'm going to change my attitude. But is she right? Was anything that this woman said right, that we need to have more sympathy for people like her son who is a drug addict? He's in his 30s. That's what I got from her. Because I made notes straight afterwards. So I have a couple of notes written down here. He is in his 30s. He's been on heroin for the last 10 years, which is a long time to be honest.
I know that. But what I'm saying to you is, for you to say, oh, come on the podcast and say it. But that's not how life is. Not everybody wants to come on and challenge you. People can be listening. I'd say the people we hear from on this podcast, yeah? The people we hear from on this podcast are only tip of the iceberg of who is actually listening.
Oh, no, completely.
Only 1 or 2% of who's listening will actually get in touch.
Yeah.
So what you saw out there was a woman who was obviously so infuriated, and that was her chance. You have to take some accountability, just like I do, just like Adrian does. We have to take accountability for what we say when we're on air.
Yeah, doesn't mean you still have to face that. Anyway, I'd like to hear from you. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. I guess what she's saying is, why have we no sympathy for drug addicts like her son? Why do we speak down to them a lot of time?
Do you have any sympathy at all? If you see an addict, you know, sitting out on the street in Dublin City.
No.
you obviously know they're an addict. Is there any part of you that goes, geez, that poor part, like that's a human being?
No, it is. I've sympathy for every human being, but I also believe that they took their first...
I wouldn't put it in the same category. I definitely wouldn't call it an illness the same way I'd call a child with cancer illness or someone who has MS or some life-limiting disease an illness, because it is different. It is, to a point, self-inflicted. But I do believe that you, I do believe that sometimes that you look at them more, nothing more than rodents around Dublin City.
No, I'd never use that word to describe
you. You wouldn't use that word, but sometimes I genuinely believe that's how you see them.
When you've called people on the dole flea bags.
Yeah, because I think people who refuse to work and are lazy are flea bags.
Here's Sean.
Afternoon, folks. How's it going?
Hey, Sean.
Yeah, I can see how Jer's annoyed, but, you know.
I'm actually not.
You can't say much about it, really, when you're sitting there on a podcast on a daily basis. And he's calling people junkies. He's slating people living in council estates. He's slating
people that buy
package holidays.
That's a joke, you know, Sean.
He's just basically an obnoxious prick, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, his words are going to reach people and they're going to affect them. So, yes, there will be some people that when staying to see him in public, they will walk up to him. And whether they'll speak nicely to him or not nicely to him, that's on them. But, you know, it's the same with everything you post online or you say publicly. You're going to bring attention to yourself. So, take it easy.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Just going back to the message from Sean before the break there, and he was saying about, oh, you slag people from council estates and package holidays. That's a joke, Sean. That's done in a lighthearted way. Like, if you actually think that some of that stuff is actually meant to be taken seriously, then you need to check yourself in. Like, seriously.
No, but the fact that those undertones are constantly there, I don't think it's the fact you make those jokes. I definitely do believe, and this is me just being honest, I like you. I don't dislike you.
But
this all comes down to what happened, and as a result of your attitude, I do believe you look down on people.
Oh, sorry.
You have an elitist attitude, an air of superiority about you.
I forgot you help out drug addicts all the time.
I'm not saying I help out drug addicts, but I do not look down on people the same way you do.
You literally call people flea bags.
People who don't want to work and are lazy flea bags,
so you do
yes.
Look down,
but
okay.
Like these are, this is, but you look down on everybody.
Okay, it's not about you, it's not about me, we're not getting into
the reason that I wanted us to talk about this today is because I know you were reluctant, but I don't believe in, you know, people shutting the podcast up and people telling you, you don't say this
and
you don't say that.
Oh, no, not a hope.
Like, she threatened you, she threatened you and threatened the podcast if we talked about it again. That in itself is reason to talk about it.
We'll get to that in a second. Yes, Joe, what do you want to say on this, Joe?
Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
Good. Now, what do you make of what happened?
To be very frank with you, Jeremy, I do like your podcast. I like Kitty. I like Adrian and all that. Don't get me wrong. But your words can be very, very hurtful. And I'm over here, like, 6,000 miles away. I've just lost a whole bunch of people, like friends from Ireland that come over and got stuck in drugs in Toronto. Yeah, and they're all dead now. They hung themselves or they OD'd by accident and all that. So, yeah, like, it's a dagger, like, right in the freaking heart, like, to say, like, you know, so what does Jeremy classify a junkie? What does Jeremy classify a cokehead or a person who does coke? What does Jeremy classify a person who smokes weed? Or what does Jeremy classify, like, you know, how do you distinguish the difference between, like, a person that just has a real rough time that's addicted to drugs or is just a junkie or a street rat? Like, and I'm not even from Dublin, like, you know what I mean? And I can imagine if that lady lost her kids or, like, and you're saying these words.
Let's be clear, Joe. The son is alive. He hasn't passed away.
But it doesn't matter yet. Imagine if she meets you in 2 or 3 weeks' time or a few months' time and he's dead. Then you'll hear more. You'll hear a lot more from her.
But
I'm trying to say, Jeremy, here's a little lesson I've learned a long time ago. It's very quick and very short. Words matter. Simple.
Now, let me put it to you, Joe. Joe, you live is it the States or Canada you live in?
In Canada.
No, I don't know if Canada has a First Amendment like the USA for freedom of speech.
No, Yeah, we kind of do, yeah, that kind of shit, yeah.
Okay, it's not kind of shit. There's a big fight on at the moment because people are trying to curb freedom of speech. And the fact of the matter is, yes, I have spoken out against drug addicts in the past, but the fact of the matter is, it was not about her son directly. I don't know her son from Adam. I don't know his name. I don't know anything about him. So I have never, ever spoken about her son directly, but she seems...
So the thing about it is, Jeremy, you've never walked in shoes of people, or parents, or mums, or dads, or sisters, or brothers, or daughters, or sons of a drug addict.
But he's witnessed people who are victims of drug addicts. So.
Yeah, I interviewed a mother. I interviewed a mother last year whose child picked up a dirty syringe in a park that was left there by a drug addict.
No, she stood on it and she had to get tested for hepatitis.
Listen, I am totally, I detest that myself. Listen, I detest all that myself. This is not the program about a child found a syringe in a park.
It is, because that was done by you. That was done by a drug addict.
This is about Jeremy come on the show saying he got confronted by a mum of how you speak about people.
Now, I will defend Jeremy. Till about a year ago, I would have had the same opinion as Jeremy until my job, the job that I work in currently in my radio job, I ended up doing a program with people who were all addicts, recovering addicts, because I don't think you're ever really a recovered addict. I think you're always recovering. And that was a 2-hour show. And within those 2 hours, I won't say my opinion completely changed, because, yeah, I do believe that addicts in their addicted state aren't very good people. I know that they're ruled by their addiction, and you know they would rob the eyeball out of your head to feed their habit.
Yeah.
But I won't use the word junkie anymore, because having spoken to and sitting face to face, and I'll admit I was wrong to ever use that word, and I don't admit I'm ever wrong. I never admit that.
Never.
But after 2 hours sitting with these people who literally pull themselves up from the bottom by their fingernails to work again, to perform, to play music, to sing, these people changed my opinion. And right, in their addicted state, yeah, I agree with you, but it gave me a different outlook. And I think if you spent time with people who were in it, I think you'd feel differently.
We have a regular listener to the show who's a caller on this show as well, who used to be a drug addict. I'm not going to name her because I'm not sure if she wants to be named. Mm-hmm. But she used to be a drug addict and she is now completely clean. I think 10 years. She has a job. She has a family. Mm-hmm. And when she told this story about a year ago on the show,
she's amazing.
I was the first person to say, fair play to you. You've turned your life around. I was the first person to say that. But also I would say in the same breath, and I mean, Joe, you're saying our words hurt and words hurt. Have we not gone past our words? Like, you know what I mean?
Offence is taken.
Offence is taken. Like,
Jeremy, rephrase this then. You're about to say something really nice about a girl.
Yep.
Why wouldn't you say this? I knew a girl and she'd after been clean and sober so many years and she looks great. No, I met a drug addict. Like, you have to bring in that drug addict or the junkie. Like, that's how I'm talking about. This is just me.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question, Joe. Have you ever stood on a dirty needle?
No, but I've seen it all my time. I lived down in Toronto when I lived in the city of Toronto. Listen, I disagree with all
So
of
I
that.
Did, Joe, you can listen back to the podcast about that. In Parnell Street a couple of years ago, going to the cinema, I stood on a dirty needle.
Yeah, and I remember you telling that story.
That's a very scary thing.
Eddie there on Facebook, I'll remind you of this, Katie, in a few weeks when you use that word, talking about the word junkie. Eddie, I said on this podcast, literally the same day as I did that program with the addicts, when I came out of it, I actually that same day I was on with Adrian and I said I will never use that word again, and ever since then I have not used that word again. I'm not offended by people who do use the word. Jeremy wants to use it, fine, it doesn't offend me. I won't use it myself, because I realise now, after speaking to these people, that actually, you know what, everything's not as black and white with this.
No, I don't
as
believe.
We may think.
It's not as black and white, but as well, nobody forces you to take your first shot of heroin either. Okay, here's Eddie, or here's Edward. Hey Edward.
Jeremy, it's her, because you weren't really addressing her son directly. It is your opinion. Isn't it called Opinions Matter?
It is.
This show is called Opinions Matter. So
people forget that.
Like her throwing her sandwich at you, absolutely ballistic. Ah. Like, I'm surprised you didn't actually report it to anyone. I'm surprised you didn't come over to a member of the public and said anything. Look, this woman has verbally abused me. She physically abused me after throwing her sandwich at me. It is my podcast and I can talk about whatever the fuck I want. So no, like, sorry now, but it's your podcast, so you're right with it, whatever you want. You're right to say whatever you want to say.
Absolutely.
We're going slightly off topic here. We're digressing. So let's bring it back to the topic here and ask the question that we came here to ask. One is,
should we have more empathy towards food, should,
yes. And is the word junkie as offensive as some people believe it is? I don't use the word, as I said, anymore. But do I, am I offended by it? No, I'm not offended by other people using it.
To be honest, I rarely use it now as well. And I mean, maybe after
Stop. Okay. You do. You use the word a lot. If you're going to sit here and say something, at least sit here and talk the truth, okay?
Okay. Lorraine, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
All right. I got a sandwich in the head last night. Before people think I've been a Karen and moaning about this, I'm not moaning about
this. Nobody deserves to have food thrown at their head when they're out in public. Nobody deserves that. You're not being a Karen.
But it was the... But the pure anger in this woman, the vitriol...
But you have to remember...
Or as Katie calls it, the Volterol.
You have to remember, the tongue is a powerful... Your tongue is a powerful... What is it, an organ?
It is a muscle. Katie did... As you said, this podcast is called Opinion Matters. I use the words... I have absolutely no sympathy for junkies. As I told you, we've done a podcast on it before. My mom was held up in the back with one.
Yep.
A dirty needle, and robbed in broad daylight on Thatcher's Walk.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah, I remember you talking to us about this. Yeah.
She was held up, and he held a needle to her back.
Jesus.
Like, Christ. I am sorry. I have absolutely no sympathy, and... I'm not directing it at that woman's son before she texts in and saying, or whatever. It's all of them. If you want to recover yourself and you end up as a recovering addict, fair play to you.
And you get out of that. Would you classify it, Lorraine, addiction? Would you classify it as any kind of addiction, and not just drug addiction, but sex addiction, anything? Would you actually class it as an illness?
That's a difficult one, because you choose to put heroin in your system. Mm-hmm. You don't choose to be sick.
Yeah, I think it's an insult. I think it's an insult.
You put the heroin in your system to begin with. You chose to do that. You don't choose to be sick. That'd be my view of it. After my mother got mugged, my whole sympathy for them went out the fucking window. I'm sorry, if you can hold up my mother, who's an elderly woman, with a syringe to her back, go fuck yourself.
That's fair. That's fair, considering the
now,
experience.
Now, Joe, because you were being all self-righteous there, saying they're human beings, which they absolutely are. What do you make of Lorraine's attitude? Is she right to feel that way about drug addicts? I won't use the word junkie, about drug addicts, because what happened to her mother.
Jeremy, stick to your conviction. If that's what you believe they
are,
you'll
stop using. No, maybe
they're
you'll
junkies,
stop.
Jeremy. They are but junkies. I'll use the Joe. They're junkies.
Okay, Joe, she didn't use the word junkie.
It's totally, listen, she's every right to say what she wants on the line, because her mother got mugged and she's got a personal event. That's fine. And she wants to call them going around, call them junkies. Well, then she's susceptible to abuse herself if she wants to do that. But here's my thing is that, so we classify a heroin addict, a junkie, person that's addicted to other stuff, smoking weed or cocaine or
you're addicted to any drug, you're a junkie. You're addicted to any drug, you're a junkie.
So what if you're an alcoholic falling around the streets the whole time?
You're an alcoholic. That's what you're called. Right. You're addicted to any drug, so you're a junkie.
So combine them all together. What are they? Are they all street rats, waste of space, should be...
To me, they are. If you choose to put this shit into your system and you choose to go out and rob
sick people. Are the sick people...
No, to me,
the way I look at it is, listen to this, very simple. They're not good people trying to get better. They're sick people trying to get well. And sometimes, you see it, the wrong part, the needles, the muggins to get money. And Katie's 100% right. Listen, I've lost a friend last year in this local town here. I live in a small town, and I lost a friend here, and he was working with me, and he was addicted to meth and stuff. And yes, Katie's right. When they're on it, a different person, they would rob the eye out of your head. They'd steal from their kids, of course. But sometimes most times they can get better and better themselves. So,
but this person that attacked Lorraine's mother,
walking in shoes.
No, listen, Joe. Your mother, is it true? Joe, just listen for a second. Is it true, Lorraine, that your mother can't even go back into town over what happened to her?
Yeah, she got mugged a second time in town afterwards.
And
that's the problem
with this, right? So, like, what do you base that down to? Like, the second time in a row, that's horrible. The most horrible thing to happen to your mother, and gives you anxiety to go on the street again or with your mother. That's not the way how this world should work. That your mother should be able to go down and get, like, jumped
exactly.
by jumping.
Exactly, my mom should be able to go into town, or any person, not just my mother, anybody should be able to walk around and not have the fear of getting mugged, and not have the fear of seeing needles, or have people shooting up on the side of the road.
Yeah, so whose problem is this then? Apart from their problem from taking the drugs, it's up for the cops and the it's up for the police to sort it out too, right? More police on the streets, which there's not.
No, there's not. There's not, and I get that. No. And I understand.
So like, down in Toronto, at the same time, they have cleaned up a whole, they've cleaned up a whole four streets, and they put them in all one place in a back street where there's doctors and nurses and everything there, and they go in and they get all the clean, whatever they want to get, the clean needles and all that, and back out again. They did the same in East Hastings in Vancouver. For the Olympics.
Sorry for going across you, Joe. I would imagine, and maybe I'm wrong here, but you have this.
Dublin's a mess.
Joe, I think you have this soft attitude because you've never had a negative experience with a drug addict. You've never, your mother hasn't come home crying saying that you were held up by an addict. You've never stepped on a dirty needle. You've never had any of that happen to you. So when you live in a world that's completely away from that, I can understand why you'd have that attitude, but sadly, Lorraine doesn't live in that world. I don't live in that world. And most of us have had a negative experience with a drug addict. Here's Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan.
I never agree with anything Jeremy has to say, but I absolutely defend his right to say it. I would have got that girl done for assault, Jeremy, for trying to fool with you. That's what I would have done. Law and order and all that. But no, you are an obnoxious prick. But I will defend your right to be an obnoxious prick till the day that I die, you know. Freedom of speech, this is what it's here for. You don't have to like someone's ideas, but they're allowed to say it. Unless, of course, you cross that line of inciting violence, and then it's a crime. So no, Jeremy, you're an obnoxious wanker, but continue to be. It's great fodder for the rest of us. Cheers.
And that's why I love you, Jonathan.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Eddie, what do you want to say on this?
Good afternoon, folks. First of all, I'd say, Jeremy, you're talking there about freedom of speech, right?
Yes.
So with freedom of speech comes consequence, especially if you're in the public.
I've always said that.
You see what happened, Garen Noon. You see what happened, Gary Lineker. He lost a job, etc., etc. Right?
Agree with you. Yeah.
So when you say something like someone from a council estate, a certain council estate is scum, or people like, oh, on this holiday are pothos, or I wouldn't let my kid hang around with a certain type of character. To you, that might be a joke, but someone out there is going to find offence in that. Because you're in the, if I say something, no one knows. You don't know who I am. You're in the public eye.
You're on camera. So, actually, your face is on camera.
Okay, so
when you say something and someone challenges it, you can't go, oh Jesus, poor me. You put it out there, you have to own it.
But hang on a second, let me just, and I want to clear this with Amanda. Sorry, did you say in the comments, because I didn't see, you were giving out about Joe and his opinion, so you literally were offended by what Joe was saying?
Oh, I called him a soft shite.
Ah, there we go.
I said, I'll own that. I won't roll back like you. You're a fanny.
No.
You did roll back. You rolled back. No. The junkie thing, you rolled back.
Okay, Joe, why are you such a soft shite, Joe? Eddie thinks you're soft.
He's a sympathiser. He's trying to say that I agree with Lorraine.
I don't even know Eddie. But anyways, I'll leave
it. Well, you're going to get to know me now, right? So... Last week, Joe, I've just seen people. Listen, Eddie, I've seen people. You're trying to say it's an illness.
The mill. Listen, let me fucking speak, will you? I've seen people going through the mill. I've seen them go through the addiction. I've seen them getting their life back in order again. And I've seen them becoming better people in society. That's all I'm trying to say.
Brilliant. Okay. But let me say to you, who put them through the mill?
I hope it never happens to any of your kids growing up, or my kids, or anyone, Jeremy's kids.
I hope you never have to go through
what I've seen before.
Those people that came out of addiction, who put them through the mill?
Themselves, of course. Just choices.
Exactly.
It's all choices.
Exactly. So it's not an illness. Last week, I got told... I have prostate cancer, right? Last week I got told that. That's a fucking illness.
I didn't wish that on myself.
I didn't put a needle into myself.
Sorry, Eddie, did you just say you were diagnosed with prostate cancer?
Yeah, last week.
Jeez, I'm sorry to hear that.
I hope you're doing okay.
Sorry to hear that, Eddie.
Grand. Look, as long as I have a scan and it hasn't spread, I'll beat it. I've lots of mates that have gone through the same in the last year.
Listen, Adrian, look at him, you know.
Eddie, here's a question for you. Would you go around, even you're not even on a podcast, now, would you go around Dublin all day long or wherever and just say, look in the street and say to a guy in the street, you're nothing but a fucking junkie?
But who said that, Joe?
Hold on, nobody said that to people.
You're on a live broadcast,
but,
Jeremy.
But that's what I called them.
It's a fair question, Jeremy. You have sat in this chair where I'm sitting now and called people junkies. If you're on the street, would you have called them junkies?
What?
To their faces.
Collectively, as in drug addicts. But never, I would never.
Would you have stood up in front of a group of them and said junkies?
There's lots of things we all say. Half the people that say stuff on social media about us, they wouldn't say to our face. You know what I mean?
No, I know. I'm
sorry.
If I see someone that's on drugs, Joe, I call them a junkie. If I see someone that's fucking fond of alcohol, I call them an alky. If you see someone
doing bongs of weed, like fucking bottles of weed,
I call them a pothead. I call them a pothead. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything has a term, doesn't it? Have you got a problem with that?
They are.
What am I supposed to call them? Upstanding member of... So what should I say? No, see that person putting needles in himself? He's an upstanding member of society. You're a fucking junkie.
No,
you're putting junk in your arms.
I didn't say that. You wouldn't
yes,
say
you do.
Upstanding at all, no.
You call him a junkie. You call him what a fucking is. No sympathy.
Yeah, well, there you go. I hope it never happens to any of your family.
And why do people always say that? I hope it never happens to any of you. It's almost like you're wishing it.
Because till you see friends and other people going through it, then you actually notice, okay, there's the outcome of it. It's either jails, institution, or deaths, or get fucking clean and sober. It's one of the other.
Joe,
jails, institution, death,
Joe,
or get sober.
I know people that have gone through it, and I've called them a junkie. Absolutely no problem. Self-inflicted illness. So-called illness. You're a junkie. Own it.
Yeah, you know.
I just think it's only a word, Joe.
It's only a word.
Here's the thing, Jeremy. Eddie's entitled to do what he wants, and the other girl before can say what they want. But you're on a live broadcast.
But no, they're
Dublin
on the live. They're on the live broadcast as well. Hang on a sec, Joe. Eddie's not inciting hatred. Have you incited hatred, Eddie? Holly's
just hatred of Joe's opinion.
Yeah, that's all. That's the only hatred he has is of your opinion. And Joe, if we were to start doing the podcast tomorrow and only have opinions that you agree with, it'd be a very boring place. I don't get why people have become so intolerant of opinions that they don't agree with. I just don't get it.
But you're the same one who's rowing back on your own opinion, Jeremy. You're the same one rowing back on something you said.
Sorry, go on, Joe.
Has Adrian Kennedy called people junkies on the show before?
Oh, he has, yeah.
Oh, yes, he uses that word. I actually think he uses that word probably more than you.
He said junk box. He said junk box.
Adrian actually, I think, has even less. Joe, you can't force people,
I've never met Eddie, but Eddie sounds like a very reasonable man. And I'm a reasonable person. You cannot force somebody to have sympathy. You cannot force Eddie to change his opinion on drug addicts.
I'm not forcing Eddie.
And listen to Eddie, there's no hatred in you, is there, towards drug addicts, Eddie?
The fucking scourge of society.
Well, maybe there is a bit of hatred. I thought there wasn't.
Yeah. Jeremy, the show is about you getting attacked in Dublin yesterday, which should never have happened yesterday whatsoever. I don't agree with it.
But sorry, go on, Eddie. Well, ask him one more question, Eddie. Go for you.
You're a separate.
No, I was going to say, anyone in the public eye, Howard Stern has been attacked loads of times. Shock jock. Anyone that has an opinion that's different from the narrative, it's going to offend somebody. I'm sure, what's your man's name? Joe Duffy is probably being challenged at some stage, or Pat Kenny or whatever. It just happened. If you have an opinion out there, and you might say something and you say it in jest, someone somewhere is going to take offence.
Here's Angela.
Hiya, Angela here.
Hi, Angela here.
I think, in my opinion, I'll always call them a junkie. I've had experience with drug addicts. An ex-boyfriend of mine's a drug addict, and it's just they're the scum of the earth with what they do. I don't care if you call it disease or anything, but what he did to me was absolutely disgusting and frightening, and the threats to my family and everything. Also, in my opinion, there is a big difference between junkies and drug addicts. What that woman, people are saying freedom of speech yesterday, Jeremy, it's freedom of speech, and then there's an attack and she attacked you. She could have stood there if she wanted and had a conversation with you, but she attacked you. So, no, what was said yesterday was wrong. The way it was done was wrong.
I'm not crying about that, by the way, Angela.
So, have a good day.
Yo, thank you for your message, Angela, and your support. But this was not about me looking for and trying to garner support and sympathy. I'm okay with what happened yesterday. I was a bit shaken and a bit embarrassed by it because it happened in front of about 40 people.
When you're not expecting it as well, standing there minding your own business, I'd say it's a little bit like, what?
But I want to be very clear about this. When people are listening back to this podcast and saying, yeah, you're whinging, I haven't whinged once.
No,
about
he
this.
Wasn't even going to talk about it. I was the one who wanted to bring it up. Yeah. He didn't even want to highlight it. I said, we're talking about it.
The only thing I will say is that it shouldn't happen on the street. Like, if you have a problem, this is the difference between me and, say, just a normal Joe Soap that works in a normal job. If you want to challenge me, you actually know where I am. You can call this podcast any single day. Everybody knows the number at this stage. So there's no need to say it to me on the street. She could have come on this podcast today. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sure she will hear us because she obviously knows about the podcast. Even though she called it a different name, we'll talk about that later. She called it a.
Okay, I didn't notice. What did she call it?
It doesn't matter.
No, I want to know.
No, she just got it confused. It wasn't Opinions Matter anyway. The opinion podcast or whatever she called it. It doesn't matter. But she will no doubt hear this, and it's a shame that she couldn't have come on because we could have had a more relaxed and intelligent debate about it, and she could have changed my mind about it, some things. Maybe she wouldn't, but instead she opted to just scream at me and like fire anger at me along with her daughter and then feck a sandwich at my head.
But you have to understand, okay, the sandwich thing, absolutely no way, but you have to understand when you say things.
I do understand.
You know, you're going to hurt. I do understand. You're going to hurt people. It's not as simple as when people are triggered by something. You know, people deal with that trigger a different way.
All I'm saying is she had an option. She had an option that she could have rang the show. And she still can, by the way. If you are that woman and you're listening now, 085.
You're all brave here now. I'd say you were like a lamb yesterday. Calm down.
I'm never like a lamb when I'm...
yeah.
085-825.
You can't handle being called out.
26. Absolutely, I can. Well, I will do if it's a personal attack. And this podcast tends to go personal attack sometimes from the listeners against different callers. They slag the way they speak. They slag their looks. They slag all sorts of things.
No, our listeners are horrible.
No, but literally, I love them. If the only way you can try and win an argument is by abusing someone on the way they talk. And you all know, by the way, what I'm talking about. When certain callers come onto this podcast with an opinion.
Oh, we all know who you're talking
about.
You
insult the way they speak. And once you do that, like, you've lost the argument completely. You know, argue with the person, not with their appearance.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off. Because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
You're very welcome back. It's the Opinions Matter podcast with myself and Katie. And we could literally do this conversation, have this debate for another hour and a half at least. The amount of calls and messages from people that want to talk about it, it's obviously a big, big issue. And people are asking, people are messaging and saying, are you going to change your mind after this podcast? Are you going to change your ways and all that? Maybe I will. What I will do is, as soon as this is finished, I will listen back to it in my car later on this evening, like most of you are. I will listen back to everything that's been said and I'll take it all on board. And maybe I will change some things. Maybe I won't change other things. Who knows? That is the joys of life. Now, sorry, Jude, for keeping you for so long. What do you want to say about this?
They should be given loads of money to help them feel better, because when someone's sick, isn't it nice to make them feel better?
Okay, now you're obviously... You're obviously being sarcastic.
I'm sensing some sarcasm here.
No, because obviously your tongue is firmly in your cheek. Now, you would be a man who has very little sympathy for anybody in this world. And I mean, there's been times when you've been on this podcast and people have said you're a sociopath because you literally...
And they were well qualified to say that, weren't they?
Well, that was their opinion. Yeah, but they would say that you have sociopathic ideology, that you literally can have no sympathy for anybody. When you see a drug addict on the side of the street... Can you have any sympathy, any empathy towards what they're going through?
I don't. And people are getting, worked up or getting triggered by that word, junkie, okay?
Yeah.
I don't think there's an adjective out there offensive enough for a person who's a junkie. I think they're fetal crud, embryotic crap.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I have to ask you.
No, we're not. It's not about that. Don't even bring that up. But you...
adjectives. No. But are you... I wouldn't call them junkies. They're down to the adjectives I use. And some people are really pretty triggered by them and more angry at me than you for saying those adjectives.
Jude, you said you've been called a sociopath on this podcast many, many times.
It doesn't bother me.
And you don't get offended by it?
No, why would I be offended? It's someone's opinion and it's not costing me money.
Okay,
it's
but what is...
True. Opinions matter. Okay, and everyone's opinion matters, not just mine. Everyone's does, because as you said, it would be a boring world if we all had the same opinion. So everyone's opinions matter.
When I went home last night and when I got around all the shouting that this woman and her daughter were screaming at me, when I got past all that and I tried to hear the message, her message, and I said this to Katie on the phone last night, her message was, have a bit of sympathy for my son who is on heroin for 10 years. And
that's ridiculous. She can have all the sympathy she wants, but she's emotionally involved.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. She has that right. But you said, you can't force someone to have an emotion towards someone else, especially if they're not emotionally involved with them. That's why I don't care about other people, unless I'm emotionally involved with someone. I don't give a damn, because you can't force emotions on someone.
When you see a drug addict, a poor unfortunate drug addict on the side of the street who literally is stealing to feed their habit, there's no part of you that would say, God, this person really needs help, they're a human being.
No, because they're no good. What do? They don't bring anything to anyone's table. They're completely ineffective as members of society, because they don't bring anything to anyone's table, only detriment.
But that could
they're
be
crime. Well, they make people's lives miserable.
I know, but
like that
could be your
lady whose mother was mugged.
But you were literally saying the same thing at the start of the podcast, Jeremy.
You what?
You were saying the same thing, so now you're
no. But I'm just saying,
Jude,
that could
pick
be
your side.
I'm just trying to see if there's any empathy there at all. How far you have to dig down? But that could be your son, Jude.
Well, obviously, I hope it would never happen. But I would, and I'm not rolling back because I said this already, I would have empathy for him because I'm emotionally involved. But my son, I can say it, I don't have to give a damn what I'm saying. My son is not a junkie.
Hey, Jess, how are you?
He is. Absolutely. I know exactly what you're talking about, Jeremy, because look, you know what I sent you late last year? I didn't give a hell what that person said about me, but the fact that they brought care into it, bring care into it, and I'm sorry, cuffs are coming off. Say what you want about me,
okay.
So leave her out of it.
Okay, again, this is not about you, it's not about me, this is about this.
I know, but I'm just saying I know where you're coming from, so you can't just bring it up and then say, but disregard what happened to me. I'm just saying I know what happened to you. But overall, it's a word. Well, she's going to go up to every single person who says it.
Okay, but that wasn't her only issue. This mother's only issue wasn't with the word junkie. She had a lot of issues with the way... some people, not just me, but the way some of you talk about drug addicts on this show, and I know from seeing your comments there, you very little sympathy and empathy towards drug addicts as well.
I do, because they choose to be that way. They choose it.
Why, do you honestly think any drug addict wants to be that way?
Well, they know what they're getting into the minute they pick up a needle, or if they shovel no-no snow up their nose, they know what they're getting into. Like, it's basic common sense.
I do agree.
So why should I have sympathy for them?
Because they're human.
Yeah, but Jeremy, I know what happens if I could pick up a heroin needle and put it in my arm. I'm going to be hooked. I know that. So what do? I don't go near it.
Okay, Jess.
If I shovel no-no snow up my nose, I'm going to get hooked on it. So yeah. I don't go near it.
I agree with you.
These are choices that people make.
I do.
And this woman and her daughter's anger is completely misplaced. Instead of going out to you because you said a word that they didn't like, how about take it up with your son and say, will you stop being this way?
Okay, I would be 90% certain that she is going to, and her daughter, and maybe your son are going to hear this podcast. I want you to say to them directly, what would you say to that mother? Because she's listening to this right now.
Your anger is misplaced. Stop getting angry because people are using certain words that you don't like. It's just words. Instead, put your anger into helping your son who's been on this stuff for 10 years. You allowed him to be on it for 10 years, so he didn't step in and help.
Now, how do you
You've allowed it to happen.
Well, no, she hasn't allowed it. There's only so much you can do. You know what I mean?
Like, Jeremy, if one of your family members, right? I know you say it won't happen, but if, for example, one of your family members ended up on heroin, are you just not going to let it at it? You're not going to step in and help?
No, you would obviously intervene. Like, there would be a family intervention.
Exactly. So why is she letting it go on for 10 years? Because she's allowing it.
Okay, I'm sure. Thank you for your comment, Jess. I'm sure she wouldn't be too happy to hear that. That would probably set her off again. Here is Emma, finally.
They are absolute junkies, and it's their own fault. It's like if you go out and drink on Saturday night and you wake up Sunday and you're dying and you're talking to someone and they say, oh, how's the head? And you're like, oh, I'm in bits. And they're like self-afflicted. It's the exact same thing with drug addicts, junkies, because it's all self-inflicted. And the only reason that mother is so annoyed about what you're saying is because she failed as a parent.
Jesus, Emma. Okay, thanks. I thought that was going to make things better. It's only made things worse. I didn't say that, by the way, if the mother is listening. I did not say you failed as a parent. That was Emma, and I have her address, and I'll happily pass it on to you. I'm only joking. Anyway, thank you for listening to this latest edition. If you were offended by any of it, I'm sorry. But we will continue to do this podcast. It's called Opinions Matter. It's about opinions. And if you don't like it, don't listen. Don't forget, if you do want to hear us, subscribe on Spotify, click the green bell, or on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And we will talk to you on the next episode. Bye-bye.